trying Ed's number, no ringing, coming, no answer.
Yeah, I was trying to get in touch with him too. I think he went, had to drive up to UPS depot.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering about the status of my goodies.
Well, it looks like the latest word, we sent some prototypes to Esoterica, and for some ungodly reason, I don't know, but the circuit board company neglected to put a couple of holes in the board.
Oh boy.
It's all done over the phone, point for point, the entire process, but somewhere, whoever built the prototypes evidently just left that one step out and left out three holes. So, I don't think it's going to hold us up very much, but it may be a very slight delay as far as making sure absolutely that those three holes go in and in the right place.
Yeah.
Other than that, we would have probably already been about ready to ship the first, thousand or so to Esoterica, and consequently we would have the 500 we needed to build yours.
Yeah.
The as far as I know, your chips have been burned and everything.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of them getting the circuit board and putting them together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that doesn't sound bad.
It's not really. It was mainly a disappointment because the thing is such a simple project. I couldn't believe that they messed it up.
Yeah,
and, it's not a thing that's going to really hold it up that much, but we're just astounded that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he's gone to UPS this morning to, if that's where he is, to get the prototypes that we got, because we had some shipped to them and some shipped to us, and we didn't get ours. So I think he was going to call and see if they had come in and go up and pick them up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Okay. Well, all right. Let's see. Do you plan on reworking all the boards all at once and then going on from there, or reworking?
Well, the prototypes, there was just a very few of them. It was for this exact reason, to make absolutely sure they were right before we ordered 10,000.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we did it, and it happened this way. So it's not really a matter of reworking anything. There's only a few of them. And we got a few.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty.
So we had those holes put in, and they wanted 1,000 immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get 500 immediately, and then I guess they wanted another 5,000 as soon as possible. So we're just going to shoot for that, and we'll probably do it over the phone again, and they can, have them explain to us exactly where they're putting the hole and make sure it's right.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty.
How's things on your end?
Oh, pretty slow. Nothing exciting. No news. Nothing. It's pretty dull.
You don't know, do you? There is a rumor, I guess, about somebody infusing something into Astrocade.
Well, there's just the ITT function. I don't know of anything else, except I believe that some bills have been paid to Astrocade.
I see. I guess maybe I don't know enough about it. I was thinking that ITT had made the deal with Bally and not with Astrocade. But maybe that's...
That may all be sort of the same thing. I don't know who owns what passed the license and that kind of stuff. It gets pretty hairy.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay.
But in that line, though, in your operation with the Z-Grass business, I assume that's going along okay, but I was wondering if you fellas have gotten anything concrete from them in the aspect that they've accepted any money from you or something like that. Which might sort of make a binder on the project.
Who are you talking about now, specifically?
DeFonte.
No, because I don't think he actually holds license to it anymore. He may still have a partial ownership or whatever.
Oh, okay,
the actual license agreement is through Valley. The money hasn't actually changed hands yet, simply because it's going to be a royalty agreement, and therefore, to help our us on the startup, so that we don't have to pay up front.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a royalty type thing, as a pay as you go sort of thing.
Well, that's convenient. Yeah.
And we have the arrangements all made. We're not going to Chicago after all.
Oh.
That'll save us a trip. We have arrangements made with some people that have been involved with the Seagrass at under in the past, at Valley, that are going to handle the whole thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks good.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
They have given us a lot of support. We don't feel apprehensive at all about the support they're giving us to get the thing off the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah, just leery from all kinds of past experiences. Okay. Okay. Well, I got a couple of shindigs to do today, so got an antique radio fair going on, and then there's a computer fair going on today, and I got to go out and look at all kinds of junk at the flea markets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell Ed you called. And,
okay.
Like I said, I don't think there's anything really to worry about. We were very upset yesterday when we heard the news.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But
I can imagine Ed was up and down.
Yeah, he was. I don't think it's going to be more than a very few days delay.
Okay. All righty. Let's see, I don't know whether this assists or not, but in shipping things to me, I don't have to have everything all at once. I can take 100 at a time or something like that.
Okay.
So, whatever good that is.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, is your deadline still the 25th?
I'd like it even earlier, yeah. Yeah, if not earlier.
Okay. Because we're gonna try to get something to you for this month.
Mm-hmm.
And, make the actual official announcement.
Oh, for that, I'm sorry.
For the
okay.
Seagrass.
Yeah, that's a good date. Let me see. Oh, wait, the calendar's wrong. Here it is. I probably will let that slip another week. Yeah. For the announcement and what have you. I'm probably going to let that go until the 31st of... hold the phone, I'm on the wrong calendar.
Darn.
I didn't change. What's the equivalent of the 31st in February terms?
That's right. I'm forgetting how.
28 days, yeah. So whatever a week is after the 25th.
Right. Well, we'll back it up as much as we can.
But on the material for the next newsletter, that can be slipped beyond the 25th to. Must be about the 2nd of March or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll shoot for the 25th.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be there by the end of the month.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
You too.
So long.